Fannie Lou Hamer was born in Montgomery County, Mississippi, but moved to Sunflower County, Mississippi, 2 years after she was born. Her family worked as sharecroppers, and Fannie Lou Hamer also began to pick cotton with her family when she was 6 years old. Fannie Lou Hamer attended school for only 6 years until she was 13, but she learned to read, which caught the attention of the owner of the plantation, who designated her as the time and record keeper. She continued to work on the plantation for 18 years, during which time she married her husband, Perry Papp Hamer, in 1945. Beginning in the 1950s, Fannie Lou Hamer began to attend conferences of the Regional Council of Negro Leadership in the nearby all-black town of Mound Bayou, Mississippi. When she had surgery for a tumor in 1961, she was involuntarily given a hysterectomy, a racial practice that aimed to reduce the population of African Americans in the state. She proceeded to dedicate her life to fight for civil rights. When Reverend James Bevel, a member of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, called for African Americans in the state to vote and organize, Fannie Lou Hamer was his first volunteer. She was known for singing hymns during the voting drives, and she was a staple during the voting and literacy drives and workshops across the South. She was jailed on a false charge during the summer of 1963, targeted because she was returning with other volunteers from a literacy workshop, and was severely beaten, taking her over a month to recover. Fannie Lou Hamer was not deterred. She threw herself into her civil rights and voting campaigns and was a critical member in organizing the Freedom Summer Voting Initiative in 1964. During this time, she was elected vice chair of the Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party, a party she co-founded in order to combat the anti-civil rights delegation to the Democratic National Convention. Though the fight took 4 years, members of the MFDP were finally allowed as representatives from the state of Mississippi at the Democratic National Convention, and in 1972, Hamer was elected as a delegate. Though she was never elected to Congress, her legacy as a foundational and essential member of the civil rights movement is indisputable. She passed away in Mound Bayou, Mississippi in 1977, and was buried in the nearby Ruleville, where her tombstone was engraved with her best-known quotation, "I am sick and tired of being sick and tired." In 1994, Kay Mills published the award-winning biography, This Little Light of Mine, The Life of Fannie Lou Hamer, and in 2011, The Speeches of Fannie Lou Hamer, To Tell It Like It Is, was published as the first collection to exclusively showcase her speeches. The children's book, Voice of Freedom, Fannie Lou Hamer and the Spirit of the Civil Rights Movement, was written by Carol Boston Weatherford and illustrated by Akua Holmes in 2015, became a Caldecott Honor Book, Robert F. Seibert Honor Book, and received the John Steptoe New Talent Illustrator Award.